Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Welcome to Health Inspiration, my new segment of love and inspiration. Today, I'll be featuring a powerful documentary produced by the founder of Lifestyle Prescriptions University, Dr. Johannes Fisselinger, who is no stranger to love and inspiration. Be inspired as you discover how to live an inspired and healthier life.
Every industry has been disrupted and radically advanced in the last decade. Just think, music, iTunes, shopping, Amazon, or movies, Netflix. Only one industry hasn't been disrupted yet: healthcare.
Fundamental knowledge we've had about lifestyle and health for, and we've had this knowledge now for decades. If we put it to use, we could eliminate fully 80% of all major chronic disease and 80% of premature death in the modern world. That's just astounding.
If we had shown that drug X could do what we found that yoga and meditation and diet and lifestyle changes could do, every doctor in the country would be prescribing it.
We literally have at our fingertips a seismic revolution in health that can occur without any kind of expense.
It's the answer for our country, our world's healthcare crisis.
You're about to learn a revolutionary healthcare paradigm based on science, having the potential to help you lead a healthier, happier, wealthier, and longer life. You'll never be the same.
When it would seem as technology's got more sophisticated and advanced over the years, far from us getting healthier, it's quite the opposite. We've become unhealthier and less happy. Could this be because we're being let down by the healthcare system?
Healthcare is sick care, and the model is all about waiting for people to break, trying to fix that.
We are intoxicated with bad foods, with bad information, and then years and years and years of, let's say, something that progresses, we want it healed and ready, gone in a few seconds or overnight. And therefore, we want a patch, a pill, to heal it.
Most people seem to agree that healthcare needs to change. But how do we bring about that change? And what can professionals do to change our healthcare systems globally? And what about us as individuals? How can you, for example, change your own health, your friends and your families? How, in effect, can we all be healthier? If you're like most people, you're stressed right now. You're overworked, underpaid, and you barely get enough sleep at night. Once you get to bed, you can't even fall asleep. You're too physically exhausted, your entire body is sore, and you're worried about all the things you have to do tomorrow. Whenever you experience back or shoulder pain, feel overweight, have high blood pressure, eczema, or you've been diagnosed with diabetes, cancer, or depression, you may feel anxious and fearful. And you might ask yourself, why? Why is this happening to me?
Health professionals and patients alike are very frustrated with the current state of our healthcare system. I think we all agree that something needs to change, but what needs to change?
It seems the real health pandemics are chronic diseases, or non-communicable diseases as they're called. They seem to destroy not just our lives, but entire companies and societies. But what does science say? Are we doomed, or are there promising solutions on the horizon?
And particularly when we realize that 75% of the $2.6 trillion in healthcare costs are from lifestyle-related diseases like prostate cancer, breast cancer, diabetes, obesity, and so on. And yet, the treatments of those really don't work all that well.
The status quo will destroy human health, will probably destroy the planet, and will destroy economies. And that's quite clear. So, you know, if current trends persist in the United States, by the middle of the 21st century, we're projecting that almost one in two Americans will be diabetic. So, you know, we have close to 30 million diabetics in the US right now, and we can't afford that. If one in two of us, or 40%, are diabetic, we'll have 130 million diabetics. And, you know, we can't afford the status quo now.
The conventional approach is limited. The conventional approach is limited in terms of, okay, oh, you have a problem, I give you a drug. Right? And drug alone may not be enough.
When you're training in medicine, you're trained to think, if there's an ill, I either have to have a pill or a surgery or sometimes some physical therapy. That's the knee-jerk reaction. That's the go-to reaction. And I even see that in the more alternative medicine side, where if you have a challenge, it becomes, oh, go to the supplement.
Nobody is getting in medical school any training in nutrition. They're not learning anything about the causation of the illness. They recognize risk factors. They learn about drugs. They learn about stents. They learn about bypasses. But none of those have one single thing to do with the causation of the illness.
Unfortunately, we're not training physicians as robustly in things like nutrition, mind, body, medicine, and health, how the environment affects our health, physical activity, sleep, all of these areas that are integrally important to who we are as human beings, we're leaving out of Western medicine training. And that's the problem.
But there are options. There are options. You know, it's not that we don't have solutions. Actually, we do have solutions already. We just have to implement them.
People think it has to be a new drug or a new laser or something really high-tech and expensive to be powerful. And by showing people that these simple choices that we make in our lives each day, like what we eat, how we respond to stress, doing yoga and meditation, how much love and intimacy we have in our lives, that these simple choices can make such a powerful difference, and much more quickly than we had once thought.
Whether it's high blood pressure, diabetes, being overweight, arthritis, asthma, almost anything you can name, we can change and transform through lifestyle change.
These changes are so dynamic. Within a few hours to a few days, your brain gets more blood, you think more clearly, you have more energy, you need less sleep. Your skin gets more blood, so you don't age as quickly. Your heart gets more blood, as we've talked about. You can reverse heart disease. Even your sexual organs get more blood in the same way that Viagra works.
We had a 91% reduction in chest pain. We had reductions in blood pressure, reductions in blood sugar, hemoglobin A1C, reductions in cholesterol. The research was so compelling.
Heart disease, gone. Hypertension, gone. Obesity, gone. Diabetes, gone. Vascular dementia, gone. Crohn's disease, gone. Rheumatoid arthritis, allergies, asthma, the list goes on.
You see, our body has this powerful ability for self-healing.
And the master key for that is to know about it. Our body goes through rhythms, ups and downs, and is constantly watching inside what's going on to be able to regulate it.
Health is really more than just the absence of disease. Health is a state of condition of your tissues, of your whole body, your vibrance in your life. One of the most important tools, I believe, for breast health is breast thermography, which has been an FDA-approved tool since 1982 here in the U.S. to assess, as an adjunctive tool, to assess the health of your breast tissue. The biggest values of thermography is that it can identify areas of concern 7 to 8 years in advance.
Now, there is nothing wrong with your body, even if you have symptoms. You know, our body has this amazing capacity to heal, to regenerate. We're calling this autoregulation. And so trusting your body, it's like you cut yourself, right? The body knows exactly what to do. And that is one of the biggest qualities and beliefs that we can develop in ourselves to really trust our body-mind.
It seems many healthcare professionals are starting to be interested in getting to the root of symptoms. But what are these root causes? And even more importantly, how can we find them?
Information is important, but not usually sufficient. We have to work at a deeper level. And part of what I've learned is that it's important to always ask why. What is the cause? So I'd say, you know, why are you doing these things? In doing our earlier studies, we'd live with the patients for a month at a time. We got to know each other really well. And I'd say, why do you smoke? Why do you overeat? Why do you drink too much? Why do you work too hard? Why do you abuse substances? Why do you spend so much time watching television or on the internet? These behaviors seem maladaptive to me. And they'd say, Dean, you don't get it. You don't have a clue. These behaviors aren't maladaptive. They're very adaptive because they help us get through the day.
1% of illness is directly related to genes. Why is that important? 99% had nothing to do with the genes. It had to do with the way you're living your life.
You can treat the cause of a problem, that whatever that problem is, if it's on a personal level, our bodies often have a remarkable capacity to begin healing themselves.
So do we know what's really causing illness? Yes, the verdict is out. There are 4 main reasons why we are dealing with this chronic disease epidemic. You may have heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Nothing seems to confuse us more than what we're supposed to eat to stay healthy and live a productive long life. No or low or high carb, low or high fat. Esselstyn, Ornish, Mediterranean, Atkins, Paleo. My head is spinning already. Instead of jumping from one diet to the next and failing, again and again, isn't there some type of scientific consensus between the experts that would make this easier for us?
Unfortunately, many of the things we eat today, we eat because they're more like drugs and less like foods. In fact, most things that you go in a restaurant to have MSG in it or something like MSG, high in glutamic and aspartic acid, which generates that like umami effect and this insatiable desire to eat more.
We are all consuming GMOs virtually in more or less quantity. Food allergies have skyrocketed. Hospitalizations for kids with food allergies have quintupled. The number of kids living with a chronic illness has gone from less than 5% to 22%.
Fruits can be very addictive. Well, you know, one could argue that a food should be really satisfying and that those things we eat that are just strictly addictive, like, you know, recently a study was done on Oreo cookies being more addictive than cocaine.
We have a detoxification system that really is 10,000 years old, and it is in no way, shape, or form been created to be able to handle GMOs and pesticides and artificial sweeteners and all the junk that we've thrown at it.
However, nowadays, when the clinic door opens, it's usually a person who is overweight and has diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol levels, and a high cholesterol level is not caused by a statin deficiency. And diabetes is not caused by a metformin deficiency. And high blood pressure is not caused by a deficiency of lisinopril. These are caused by food choices.
Every time, across every population, across decades and centuries, across every kind of method of research, the same message comes across. Diets that are predominant in vegetables, fruits, whole grains, beans, lentils, nuts, seeds, and plain water when you're thirsty, win every time. in every way?
It really needs to be about greens, lots of greens, leafy vegetables, escarole, broccoli, bok choy, cauliflower, beans, lentils, legumes, some good omega-3 fish like wild salmon, sardines, wild trout, and, you know, alcohol's very little. It's not a lot. And meat is like a garnish in this diet.
Anytime someone says that they're a proponent of a high fat or a low fat diet, you should absolutely ignore what they have to say. And the reason for that is that fat is actually thousands of different compounds. Flat out, fat is bad for you. If you are eating canola oil, soybean oil, vegetable oil, corn oil, margarine, or even grass-fed butter that's been deep-fried and overheated, those are bad for your mitochondria, and there's plenty of studies about that. However, if you eat the right kinds of fat in higher amounts, it can be profoundly good for you. If you eat it with sugar, it's profoundly bad for you. So the Bulletproof diet isn't a high-fat diet. It's a high-vegetable diet. You literally eat a plate covered with vegetables with a moderate amount of very high-quality protein and a lot of fat, but very specific kinds of undamaged fat.
The point is that we move in a direction, right? Which is towards a lot more whole plant foods, a lot less processed foods, a lot less processed carbs, less sugar, less animal products, definitely no processed meats.
There's no absurd expense to this. You gotta eat, there's no side effects. And so what we're simply asking that you do is you take away one pile of delicious food that is destroying your well-being, and replacing it with another pile of delicious food that will restore your health. And it's not only cardiovascular disease.
They prevent chronic disease, they prevent dementia, they preserve the body, they preserve the mind every time, again and again and again.
This is the strongest tool that medicine's had in its toolbox probably in a century. Why? Because it gets rid of chronic illness, 80% of it.
The research is all clear for this now. High-intensity interval training, where you're actually teaching your body how to handle stress better by doing small bursts of all-out exercise, and then you actively recover in between. You can do it very time-efficiently. You can do it anywhere.
What the research shows is that there's two kinds of exercise that will cause your mitochondria to be healthiest and strongest, which means you have a better battery and you have more energy. The first type of exercise is really easy. 20 minutes of walking at a moderate pace every day. And then the other option is lift really heavy things once a week and do it fast and do it to failure.
With better cardiovascular fitness, it helps boost your endorphins. So it's good for your mood. It can increase your blood flow to your brain. It helps raise growth hormone. It helps with anabolic hormones. So it does all the good stuff without the bad stuff.
Tell everyone what the best actual physical exercise is. This is a secret, I'm gonna whisper it in your ear. The best kind of physical exercise is the one you do. It's the one you actually do. You said take action. Whether it's walking, whether it's running, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's dancing, whether it's whatever it is, it's the one you'll actually do.
Bad diet and a lack of exercise are one of the main root causes of a disease. But there's another root cause that's even more prevalent in today's competitive, busy, and overpopulated world.
A person is doing everything right. He's eating right. He's exercising. Then you're not supposed to fall ill, right? I mean, that's what I've been told. So there is something else which is contributing to it.
Up to 90% of all illness is directly related to stress. Stress is every day, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are constantly diverting our energy for getting ready for fight or flight, shutting down our growth mechanisms, inhibiting our immune system. This is where the illness comes from.
Stress isn't a good thing or a bad thing. It's actually just something that exists in your life. So that means what we want to do is we want to have small periods of stress that make us stronger. And the rest of the time, we want the most recovery and the least stress. So we learn to strategically apply stress when we want it and to get rid of wasted stress that doesn't do anything for your life.
The inner organs, especially our digestive system,
are not really getting a lot of nutrition and blood flow when we are in constant stress. And you can imagine if this is an ongoing issue, something inside gets out of balance.
Stress is such a key component, because when you are stressed out, you're not going to sleep well.
It's not built to always run on this high alert.
It's sort of a question of whether the stress is voluntary or involuntary. If you're going over the edge of a mountain, it's one thing if you're pushed, and another thing if you've strapped on skis and you're going down voluntarily.
The antelope doesn't go through what-if scenarios when a lion charges and misses and he goes back to eating grass. We do.
The biggest disease that I see right now is the epidemic of a restless mind. We are becoming incapable of controlling that voice or self-talk that is going on in our head that's giving us thoughts that aren't of any benefit to us.
What lifestyle prescription allows me to do is to narrow down the potential, well, what are the stressors? There's so many different stressors that we're able to pinpoint a particular type of stress that will trigger a particular type of condition. For example, right, we learned that, skin rash or eczema have something to do with separation anxiety.
Resolving our stress is essential. All the stress we have about environment, toxins, overload of information and media, socializing, and relationships.
Stress, when untreated, often segues into an even more insidious psychological disorder or depression. No wonder that research shows that emotions and our attitude towards life are essential for health.
Your emotions are affecting you drastically, not just at the level of your nervous system, not just at the level of your brain function, brain waves, not just at the level of your hormones and neurotransmitters, but right down at the most fundamental level of molecular biology, at the level of your genes.
We all have our weapon of choice. You know, we all have our thing of choice in this world. It could actually be something as taboo as like drugs or, you know, alcohol abuse, but it could be as easy as binge watch sitcoms after they get home from work and not think about anything until they go to bed and just crash and get up and go back to work, you know? So there's all kinds of ways for us to pacify ourselves, to tune out and to keep ourselves safe, quote unquote, from the thoughts and the feelings that we have that we don't want to feel.
So what I discovered with all the years in practice is that 90% of all the illness symptoms, what I call boo-boos, are coming from unresolved emotional hurts, which means that throughout our life, at one point, we got hurt, we got a feeling, we got an emotion, and that still run in our subconscious, in our path.
Those feelings and those beliefs, those things that were blocked, that are blocking us, are directly contributing to every other part of our life, including physical illnesses and things that we're not seeing show up in our life that we want.
And anger and depression are the two psychological factors that are most strongly linked with heart disease and many other illnesses as well.
We are often blocking and trapping emotional energy inside our body. Now, if we hold all that energy inside of us, but we don't know we're doing it, we're actually having to use a lot of energy to hold that energy or that emotional energy inside.
As you feel those strong emotions, all kinds of shifts happen in your body, in your endocrine system. Your levels of cortisol, adrenaline go up. Your levels of health-giving, life-giving, cell-repairing hormones like DHEA go down. All kinds of other shifts happen in your hormones, your neurotransmitters, and the effect is dramatic.
I had a lady that came with all of her eyes was all puffed up. It was swell. It was red. I was not able to see her eyes, and pus was coming. And what I noticed during the consultation is a bad news happened, and that was her husband was cheating on her, and that meant to her that it was going to be very bad. And when I made her realize that she did not want to see the issue, well, now the symptoms went away.
You know, there's been a radical shift in our culture in the last 50 years with the breakdown of the social networks that used to give people a sense of connection and community. Because the real epidemic isn't just heart disease or diabetes or obesity, it's loneliness and depression and isolation. If you say, what was the leading prescription drug the last several years in terms of the number of prescriptions written, it's the antidepressants. Because depression is so common in our culture. And yet it's not something that most people talk about because there's still a stigma associated with it.
Most people
nowadays are told, okay, your anxiety is an issue, so let's take a medication. And that medication is supposed to suppress the emotion, but it doesn't address those traumas or these root causes that stem from the past. There is a sharp decline in people going to therapy since there have been more and more anti-anxiety medication pushed on the market. And I think that is an issue because anxiety medication doesn't resolve anxiety, it suppresses it.
If I had one leverage point over my health, and the leverage point were either exercise or nutrition or emotions, I'd pick emotions.
We've measured not only the physical changes, but the psychosocial changes as well. We found that anger drops markedly, depression drops markedly, more than with antidepressants, more than with anger management, even though we're not working directly on the depression or the anger. But when you change your lifestyle in the kinds of ways that we're doing, pretty much everything that we've measured shows improvement.
Beliefs affect us dramatically, and many people grow up feeling as though they don't deserve health, they don't deserve wellness, they don't deserve happiness, they don't deserve a good relationship. And so if that's your belief, you then will create those circumstances in your life. There's an old saying that I won't believe it till I see it. And that actually is not the way your brain works at all. You won't see it until you believe it.
Well, with some of my clients, I find that the very core thing that I have to work with is their belief. Their perception of life determines what their beliefs are. And by working with the belief changes, their whole lives will change.
You have to create the neural wiring in your brain to perceive something before you will see it. And as long as you have the wiring in your brain of not believing you're good enough, not believing that the world is a safe place, not believing that you deserve, if you have all of those negative beliefs, it's very, very hard to create a decent life for yourself. So it's really worth shifting your beliefs.
Now, what's so amazing about our body is that it reacts, it's directly interconnected with our life, with our environment. So our life situations, the conflicts that we experience in our life, the emotions that we feel, the stresses that we have, the thoughts that we have, all that affects us. And that is exactly where treating the root cause and lifestyle medicine has its strength.
What's often not looked at is how important healthy relationships and social support, purpose in life, and a connection to something larger than us is for our health and happiness.
With many of my clients, I find that their environment is a big factor in their health. And if we enable them to change their environment, the people or the circumstances that they are in will have a great impact on their health because they are not being constantly re-triggered. And this is how we can go back to what is the core of why they are unhealthy. And it's their emotional response to the situation they're in. So if we can get them out of that emotionally toxic situation, their health naturally improves.
We can treat the cause, which to a large degree on a physical level are the lifestyle choices that we make, but on a deeper level goes to the perception of the world. If we see ourselves as separate and always separate, then we set ourselves up for patterns of behavior that ultimately not only cause suffering but often illness.
It's like most of us think that we're our name. I mean, most of us think when you ask somebody who they are, they're going to say their name. They're not going to say they can't really go any deeper than that. That's what we're sort of programmed to believe we are. But we're so much our the possibilities of what we are so much more infinite than that.
Whether as I'm working on something I want to create, or even if I'm having a difficult day emotionally or whatever it is, that there's an energy that supports me. And what I've found through practicing meditation and yoga, when you experience that stillness, you experience spirit, universe, God, whatever name you want to call it. There is something greater than us. You know, this concept of we're all a drop of consciousness in the sea of consciousness is powerful. We're not alone in this world. There's energies that are supporting us in so many ways.
So it seems that neither new technology, surgical techniques, or the innovation in prescription drugs will actually revolutionize our healthcare. What will make the difference, however, is very low tech, and that's changing our lifestyles.
The first step in this self-healing process is awareness, becoming aware of our body, feeling our emotions, becoming aware of our thoughts and beliefs, of our surroundings. And once we do that, things start to change and improve. There is no question about it.
And I want to be clear, I'm an internist. I've taken care of patients for 25 years. I've prescribed lots of drugs. I'm a real doctor. I believe in the value of pharmacotherapy. I have had times I've needed to take medication. But we should use drugs to do what drugs do best. We should use lifestyle to do what lifestyle does best.
The ability to use lifestyle changes to help prevent and even treat them, either with or without conventional treatments. I'm hopeful that over time we'll do the right thing and realize that's really the direction things need to go.
Lifestyle medicine is and must be the future of true healthcare.
So why do you think it is we all have such a hard time accepting what scientists have known for absolutely decades? Why do we fail time and time again to change our habits? And why do we find it quite so difficult to make minor changes to our lifestyles when they can make a major difference?
For many people, changing it is very hard because you don't necessarily have the support of your spouse or your family or your relatives, and particularly not your doctor, because your doctor may want you to just know what he knows, which is purely a conventional way of doing things.
If you are feeling super emotional, if your energy isn't where you want it to be, if your body isn't doing what you want it to do, it's totally your fault, right? And that'll make a lot of people mad, but here's the deal. You have control, but you do not have knowledge.
You're a grown-up. I'm not here to get you to do anything. I just want to make sure you can make informed choices and that you have all the resources that you need. But to the degree that you're willing to make these changes, there's a corresponding benefit.
But now with life and kids and jobs and family and all of these things, they've actually scientifically proven it takes 66 days of consistently doing the right thing long enough to ingrain a new habit. So that's 2 months and a week. So if you start something and you get started and 3 weeks into it, you sort of give up because nothing else has changed, well, it's because you haven't given it long enough yet. Stick with it. You can make the changes.
But nobody knows you like you. So there's that understanding as well that we're our own best doctors first. Then maybe start looking at the best specialists that there are, but if no one's going to know what you're going through, no one's going to know what you need like you do.
So it's not about just living longer, because as I learned when I was in college, who wants to live longer if you're not happy? Then living better. And when people understand and it reframes that, it's not about just preventing something bad from happening. It's not fear of dying. It's really joy of living that's sustainable. What's sustainable is joy and pleasure and freedom. And when we make these changes, most people find that they feel so much better so quickly.
And this is just the beginning of our journey. Imagine how wonderful it would be if you had a completely healthy body, a clear mind, energy, and you were vibrant and positive, not to mention nourishing and supportive relationships. How wonderful would that be to have complete health?
So here is the surprise ending of the movie that we promised. And it's all about helping you to make lifestyle modifications and changes, to change your habits. Because this is not just about, oh, I read another book, I attend another summit, and I really don't change afterwards. This is about helping you to make changes in your life, as tiny as they might be at the beginning, or as big as they want to be, or you want them to be. So this is what I'd like you to do. Watch out for an email with an invitation to a complimentary lifestyle prescription consultation. We spend about 10, 15 minutes with you to really show you what is that root cause for one of your symptoms. We look into what's triggering your symptoms and what is that body-mind social connection? Which emotions or maybe thoughts that you have or life situations, stresses that you have affect you right now? And especially, what can you do about it? So you get your first lifestyle prescription that really guides you in that direction, creates awareness, and helps you to use lifestyle modifications to improve your life, not just physically. You feel emotionally better, you have more energy, your relationships start to improve, and your life goes into a much more positive direction. So take that opportunity, watch out for that email, and take action. Not just reading about it, not just listening, say, wow, this was great, but we want you to actually start making these lifestyle modifications. If it's nutrition, if it's stress management, if it's our emotions, our thoughts, fitness, or social connections and increasing the love in your life.
I hope you've been inspired by Health Inspiration, my new segment of love and inspiration. And as you listen today to that powerful documentary produced by the founder of Lifestyle Prescriptions University, Dr. Johannes Visselinger, who, as I mentioned before, is no stranger to love and inspiration, I'm sure you were definitely inspired as you discover how to live an inspired and healthier life. To learn more about Lifestyle Prescriptions medicine or to book a 15-minute complimentary consultation with me, visit lifestyleprescriptions.info/St. Martin. That's lifestyleprescriptions.info/St. Martin. And St. Martin is spelled as STMARTEN. That is STMARTEN. Thank you for listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.